What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kenelia, back with another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. Our young sis, Megan Thee Stallion, released some new music this past week and went viral on social media. Went viral for many reasons, right? It could be because one, it's new music and we, you know, people get excited about new drops, new rap. Women rappers seem to be all of the discussion, whether it's good or bad, because of some of it be negative talk. Some of it, let's keep it a buck. Some of y'all be hating. Not y'all the Black News listeners, but you know I'm talking about the Ashies. Some because since Megan Thee Stallion had been in the news because of the situation where Tory Lanez was convicted of shooting her, the trial, that whole lead up, people, whenever her name is mentioned, people find a reason to talk about it. It's just whenever something happened with Megan Thee Stallion, it just blows up. But she released new music. I believe this was probably her first single, solo single, that she released since the situation went down, since the trial wrapped up. She had the song with Cardi B that came out a couple weeks or months ago called Bongos, but this is her project. Okay, this is her first solo song since the ordeal. It's titled Cobra, like I mentioned. She posted a graphic where it discussed the meaning behind it. You know, she's basically shedding the negativity and starting new, shedding skin like snakes do. But the meat of this, the conversation, and why I'm bringing this up is people started dissecting the lyrics, and we all knew that Megan Thee Stallion was going through something and she was depressed. People who can put two and two together, okay, expected her to be really suffering and battling with her mental health during that whole ordeal. Because never in my life would I had imagined that somebody who got shot was out here being blamed for it. But whatever. But she talked about having suicidal ideations. She talked about being depressed, missing her parents. She talked about all of those things. But one of the things that people really latched on to was the fact that she insinuated that her ex-boyfriend, Party, cheated on her. Now, there was so much in this song that people, and I'm doing air quotes, should have discussed in depth the way they did this, but they latched onto this. And the lyrics in particular that I'm talking about is where she said, "Man, I miss my parents, way too anxious, always cancel my plans, pulled up, caught in cheating, getting this, you know what, sucked, in the same spot I'm sleeping. Lord, give me a break. I don't know how much more of this shit I can take." Ciao. People started tagging that young man. Y'all know the internet now. When people hear something, they gonna tag you, DM you. There was another post I saw where somebody was leaving a voice notes in that man's DM inbox, just out of control. But I can see how and why she felt the need to talk about it. One, when you make art, you talk about your life. As a comic on stage, I talk about what I'm going through. Yes, as comedians, there's an embellishment. We heighten situations and scenarios, especially for the joke. We added names. We make situations jokeable. And as a creative, you need to get that out. You need to find ways to use what you're going through to get it out, because other people are going through it as well. It's relatable. And that's just a part of the art. You use what you have to make the art. So again, I understand why she released this. But I want for us as listeners and receivers of the information, don't be then harassing. If he is guilty, okay, that's messed up. But why y'all gotta be sending that man death threats? Like, people getting crazy out here, okay? People getting crazy, and just stop being crazy. Now, overall, we are going to continue supporting Megan Thee Stallion. I really respect and really like what she's doing. And I do feel, I don't even want to say I feel bad for her, but I do sympathize with what she's going through because it's tough. This business is not easy. It is not an easy business. And for her to be going it alone, as far as immediate support from loved ones and people she trusts, that has to be extremely difficult. I can only imagine. So we're going to keep supporting Megan Thee Stallion. We're going to keep our eyes on this news that came out about her past relationships. And, you know, we just going to keep moving forward. And I hope she continues to do the same. Now, in response to that, Party did tweet or post a future meme or GIF or video, GIF. You know, when somebody posts future, it ain't about nothing. So, it is what it is. Hit me up and let me know your thoughts about the song, though. Are you anxious for Megan Thee Stallion's album and the rest of her content to drop? Let me know your thoughts. You can find me at Kenelia on social media. In music relationship news, I have not been discussing or even brought up the fact that, well, at least I don't think, the fact that Nelly and Ashanti are back together, back in a relationship. In case you were not around in the 2000s, the early 2000s, Nelly and Ashanti, they went together, okay? They was going together, boyfriend and girlfriend. They were one of those hip-hop R&B couples that popped up back during that particular era. They broke up. Even back then, I don't think social media was as huge, so we don't know what was happening. We heard about it and moved on. But over the years, we recall Ashanti being asked in different interviews if her and Nelly would get back together, and she would be insinuating like, no, thanks, I'm good, I'm dating someone. Y'all remember Versus happened where Fat Joe brought both Ashanti and Nelly out and Ja Rule. They had a moment on stage where Nelly walked all the way across the stage to hug Ashanti, and people in the comments were like, Nelly want that old thing back because Ashanti was looking good. Okay, she was out here fly. Come to find out, they rekindled, relit the spark, and now they are back together. And people are really excited about it. People are really happy. The conversation about spinning the block is back because, in case y'all don't know this, the roundaway term for rekindling an old flame or going back to your ex is called spinning the block. And that's been a debate for years, and whether you call it that or something else. Should you go back or get back with your ex? Now, before I dig a little deeper into that, Nelly ain't stopped cheesing since him and Ashanti got back together. Nelly ain't stopped cheesing since he saw her at the Verses with Fat Joe and Ja Rule. Okay, I'm talking about we be seeing all of Nelly teeth, even them back ones. We be seeing that silver tooth on the backside of Nelly. We see all of that. That brother ain't stopped smiling since that brother is happy. Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Ashanti song, whenever that come on, we talking about Nelly. Okay. Dirty Mo. We talking about Dirty Mo. He has we've been seeing on social media, his 49th birthday happened this past week. Ashanti bought him an old school Impala. He was crying, emotional, cheesing hard and all happy. He said outside of his kids, that's the best gift he ever received. When I tell you, my girl Ashanti got the boy on lock. Okay. That, hey, Nelly, we see the back teeth. All right. But when it comes to spinning the block, do you not agree with rekindling old relationships? Okay, some of the pros. You are already familiar, so that get to know phase, you can bypass that. You have learned lessons. Whatever, so a lot of times the reason why you broke up, you had time to reflect on it. In some cases, hopefully you had time to correct it, and then you can come back together with that. You've already family. You've introduced them to family. Everybody know you. The cons. those same reasons that I just mentioned can be used as cons. You had the flaws and you know why you broke up. Sometimes people don't fix their flaws or fix what was broken, and then they try to get back together and it fails. Sometimes you just need to move forward. Sometimes you don't want to do that. Some people ain't into it. Personally, would I spin the block? Have I spent the block? Yeah, absolutely. I have rekindled old flames. I have connected back with people who I used to date, whether the relationship was good and bad, because I've tried both. I've listened to people who said I've changed or I'm different. I've been the person who said I've changed, I'm different. I have tried to do it again with a couple people. At my age now, will I spend a block? Nope. And I'm saying this about anybody that I currently know. Would I have the opportunity, or would I be open to the opportunity to spin the block in my personal life? No, because I'm not interested in spinning the block with nobody that I know. That's not to say that if I meet a new man and he's nice and lovely, something go wrong, we break up, a couple years later, we get back together, try it again. Hey, I'm open to that scenario. But as it stands right now, do Cornelia believe in spinning the block for myself? Nope. Does Cornelia believe in spinning the block for her friends, family, peers, Black News listeners? I don't know. We got to play this on a case by case basis. We're going to have to weigh the pros and cons individually. It depends on who this person is, what's going on, why y'all break up. Have they changed? Have they worked on themselves? Have they gotten in some therapy? Because people need to work on themselves before they try it again. And working on yourself don't mean that you're sitting at home thinking about what you did. It means that you're talking it through with a licensed therapist and putting together a treatment plan to work through your trauma and your issues. Have you done that? If not, if my family and friends ask me if they should spend a block, I'm going to say I don't know. But what do y'all think? Do y'all believe in spending a block? Are y'all one of those people who are like, if they love you, let them go. And if they come back, they're yours forever. Or are y'all those deuces, peace out, get out of my life, sayonara? Where do you stand on this? Hit me up. Let me know your thoughts. You can find me at Cornelia on social media. The 2023 class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had been announced and officially inducted. And y'all, it's a hell of a list, especially when it comes to Black artists, Black music, and Black legacy in regards to, let's be frank, all genres of music. Because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame isn't just about rockers or what we think when we hear rock and roll. Even though, as Black people, when we hear rock and roll, we do think about all of those genres, because rock and roll started at the heart of Black music. So with that, some of the 2023 inductees are Missy Elliott, who is the first female rapper inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And like, I had this debate with a friend who was trying to talk to me about rappers. And when I mentioned how Missy Elliott was in the Songwriters Hall of Fame and now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they kind of scoffed and didn't understand why. Sometimes you got to remind people the records Missy Elliott broke, the legacy that she has, the trails that she's blazed, even music videos alone. Missy Elliott is, when you talk about female rap legacy and impact, Missy Elliott is the top of that conversation. Yes, there are other rappers who have done those things and who have huge legacies, but the totality of a lot of the things that Missy has done, unmatched, well-deserved. We also got the Spinners. They were one of the most beloved R&B groups of all time. One of my favorite songs, I'll Be Around, is by the Spinners. I love that song. I love the fact that they were inducted. And it just speaks to the legacy of male groups in R&B, because they are similar to acts like the Temptations, the OJs. Not as similar to the Isley Brothers, because the Isley Brothers can be considered a band, if you will. But huge legacy, Four Tops, all of those. So shout out to the Spinners. DJ Kool Herc, one of the founding fathers of hip hop. As y'all know, this is the 50th anniversary of hip hop that we've been celebrating for the last about a year. But when you talk about founding fathers and the origins of hip hop, DJ Kool Herc is one of them. So congrats to him. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Y'all, I Feel For You by Chaka Khan. Y'all, when I was a little girl, we had a record player in the basement, and my daddy was one of those people who you had to listen to the old music. When you listen to the new stuff too, but we listen to the old music. And when I would be by myself, just chilling around the house, I would go into the basement, and on the record player, I would play on repeat, I Feel For You by Chaka Khan, Outstanding by Gap Band, Juicy by Ntume, and Mary Jane by Rick James. Those four songs as a maybe 8 year old. Okay. I had to be around 8, 9, 10 years old. I Feel For You, Outstanding, Juicy, and Mary Jane. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I was just stuck on those songs. But Chaka Khan at that moment from early on was just one of my favorite R&B soul artists. So congratulations to her. And Don Cornelius, the legendary founder, creator of Soul Train. And hey, Soul Train speaks for itself. Soul Train was the black equivalent to American Bandstand, all of those particular shows that focused on white audiences. Soul Train was our place. Soul Train, we also got a lot of performances. We got a lot of those dancers, Rosie Perez, Shabadoo, you name it. Soul Train had a legacy within its own. So congrats, shout out to Don Cornelius. Now, a couple things about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that I appreciate. One, it gives people opportunity to speak and to get their flowers. There's some good performances. And it's just a nice moment to remind people that you are still here and the things that you've done. So I know there was some backlash with the person who founded the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I forget that man's name. He got ousted from the board because he wrote that book saying where he interviewed only white male artists when he was saying there's something about black artists aren't articulate. It was something crazy. But outside of that, it is still a huge feat to be inducted. It is something that people work very hard for. And I am really proud that this group was inducted this past year. Now, a couple honorable mentions who aren't necessarily related to black news, just to shout out Willie Nelson, George Michael, because listen, black people love us some George Michael, honey. Sheryl Crow, shout out to Sheryl. And there's a couple people who I don't know. So let me know your thoughts about this year's induction class for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Did you watch it? I believe it was airing live on Disney Plus, or there were some clips on YouTube when that went viral on social media. But let me know your thoughts. You can find me at Kenelia on social media. And speaking of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there was a performance by New Edition that, of course, you know, I watched it on YouTube. They were paying tribute to the Spinners, and rightfully so, being picked to do that tribute, because when you talk about or think about R&B, male R&B groups, there aren't many options that you can pull from. One, there aren't many who are still performing as a group today. There aren't many who still have the legacy that would be able to hold up and pay tribute in that way. And it's New Edition. Okay. Outside of them, who else could have done it? Boyz II Men, and Boyz II Men don't be dancing. The Spinners and them used to be dancing. Boyz II Men, they be now just standing, and they don't be doing all that. They never was really doing all that. They're going to stand in one place. Who else going to do it? Day 26. Now listen, I love me some Day 26. Don't even get twisted. I just threw them out there because they was the only group that came to mind. Okay. Them, Jagged Edge, 112 ain't even together no more. They 56. Drew Hill, they broke up too. It's two Drew Hills. New Edition is the only group that's fully together, because all of those groups that I named except Jagged Edge, is missing at least one group member. I take that back about day 26 because Brian came back. At first, Q was gone. Now Brian was gone. Then Brian came back. They together. But y'all get the point. But speaking of New Edition, they announced today, the day that I'm recording this podcast, that they will be embarking on a 6-show residency in Las Vegas. Now, we knew this was coming. They've been talking about this and trying to get this going since the New Edition movie came out in 2017. They've been trying to get this going since 2017, and it's finally here. New Edition will be in Las Vegas February and March of 2024 at the Wynn Las Vegas. All 6 group members, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, Ralph, Johnny, February 28th, March 1st through the 2nd, March 6th, 8th, and 9th, 6 shows. That venue only hold a little over 1,000 people. Them tickets go on sale on Friday. They gonna sell out. I'm going. I don't know who I'm gonna go with. I'm getting 2 tickets. And if I don't, hey, I go solo. I've got to see it. They gonna do all the jams. They gonna do all the jams. Bobby gonna do his set. Even though Bobby, he don't be looking as enthused as he was back in the day. But I get it. That brother been through a lot. I love me some Bobby. BBD gonna do BBD. And I have a controversial opinion. I don't ever hear Poison again, I'll be just fine. But BBD gonna do BBD stuff. Ralph gonna do Sensitive. I hope he do the song that Money Can't Buy You Love from the Mo' Money soundtrack. He better do that one from the Mo' Money soundtrack. Johnny Gill gonna be hard singing, doing my, and there you go from the Boomerang soundtrack. And they gonna come together and do all the hits, Mr. Telephone Man and them. Can You Stand the Rain and them. Hit Me Off and them. Hopefully they do the You Don't Have to Worry remix produced by Puff Daddy and them. Hopefully they do all the tunes. But regardless, I am going to do whatever I can to get tickets to see New Edition. I also do think that this might be a test run. Because a lot of artists do that. They drop a first set of dates. They see how it goes. Then they keep adding more and more shows. So I'm hopeful that this goes well, that they have the bandwidth and the need and the desire to do it, because this could be a really good look for them financially and legacy wise. Financially, because as you see with Boyz II Men, they had that Vegas residency going for quite some time. They performed only on weekends. They just had to fly into Vegas on like Thursday night or Friday morning, do the shows, and fly their butts right back on Monday morning. That's easy money. This could be a really good look for them. So I hope that it takes off. They don't have to do much traveling. It's a one-stop shop deal. Get in and get out. But I know one thing. I'm gonna be there. Are y'all? Y'all know I love me some Vegas. I went to see Usher in Vegas. Now, if you ain't been down to Vegas to see King Usher the Raymond, tickets sold out, so you out of luck. But you might want to, see what you can do. Because now we got Usher and now the legendary New Edition. Let me know your thoughts on this. Are you as excited as I am? Will I be seeing you in Las Vegas? Hit me up on social media and let me know your thoughts. On this week's episode of Black News, we talked about Megan Thee Stallion releasing a new song and embarking on what seems to be a new step in a new phase in her career and her personal life. We talked about Nelly and Ashanti spinning the block and getting back together, and whether or not we do or do not do that in our own personal lives. We mentioned the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, which included Missy Elliott, Chaka Khan, and Don Cornelius. And we talked about New Edition's upcoming residency in Las Vegas in 2024. Hit me up and let me know your thoughts about all of these topics, some or none, and I'll check back in with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again for supporting the podcast by sharing, liking, subscribing, and rating 5 stars on your favorite podcast app. To find more information about me, you can check me out at Kenelia on social media, as well as on my website, which is Kenelia.com. And as always, thanks for supporting, and I'll be back next week with new topics and a new episode.